always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sarah Main, and thank you for joining me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. It's great to have you join me. Damayanti means deep peace and calm. Damayanti sheds a light for your soul through the gift of wisdom that shines in the beautiful and universal language of Sanskrit. Damayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Damayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sarah Main. And it's great to have you along. And today, we're going to be talking about living beyond limits. That's right, living beyond limits, achieving freedom and fulfillment. Sounds great. Everyone wants to live beyond limits, break out of limits that might hold them back. But living limitlessly, believe it or not, is actually attainable and it's practical. It's attainable and it's practical. And I'm going to take you along and talk about six key elements that build to living limitlessly, to limitless living. So let's get into it. So the six key elements of expanding your consciousness. Jonathan Swift, he was around quite a while ago, he said, vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. So consciousness is limitless. Consciousness is limitless. You are limitless. You are infinite, limitless consciousness. You are an infinite conscious being. That's the truth. Consciousness is probably the most important topic of this day and age, believe it or not. Consciousness is the most important topic in this day and age, because that to which we give our attention determines our level of consciousness. And what we give our attention to grows. So we need to be conscious of what we're giving our attention to. It's the very life force we're giving our attention to that grows. So we want it to be what we want it to be. We want it to lead us to limitlessness and not be feeding limits, unconsciously feeding limits. And everyone has a natural desire to break out of limits and be free. That's why you're listening to this show. That's why you listen to other shows like this. So let's take a reality check for a moment. Just consider, is your daily life an experience for most of the day, for most days, just a series of reactions to what's coming at you? Just have a look for a minute. Consider, basically, are you just going along reacting to whatever's happening? That's pretty common. I mean, for all of us. But how about living intentionally from the inside out rather than reacting to the outside? Living intentionally from the inside. So from the inside out, it's intentional. So these six elements to living limitlessly, let's just take a quick overview of them now. They're based on the power of questions, and they're based on the Fuse program I put together, Making Conscious Confidence a Reality. And we're going to be talking about expanding conscious confidence today. But the six key elements are the foundations, and that's core values and a positive attitude. Core values and a positive attitude. Core values form the basis of who we are. And that's being aware and being self-connected. And then asking questions like, what is of highest importance to me? Am I aware of myself? What are my 3 to 5 enduring core values? These are values that don't move around depending on circumstances. They just form the core of who we are. And then the positive attitude is the lens through which those values flow to manifest themselves in the world. A positive attitude is the lens through which those values flow to manifest themselves in the world. So, for example, choosing openness, optimism, and strength in your approach to the world and yourself, Am I open to the potential of this moment? Am I taking ownership of my life? So based on those foundations, we then have the four elements or energies of Fuse, F-U-S-E. F is focusing, giving undistracted attention. What am I giving my attention to right now? What am I feeding with my consciousness? What am I giving my attention to right now? What am I feeding with my consciousness? Then Fuse, F-U, the U is uniting, focusing, uniting, embracing all situations with patience, understanding, and an open heart. Embracing all situations with patience, understanding, and an open heart. Do I feel patient and at peace? Do my actions and words bring people together and foster harmony? So that's focusing, uniting. These are the four elements or energies based on the foundation of core values and a positive attitude. Focusing, uniting. Next one, simplifying, Fuse, F-U-S-E, focusing, uniting, simplifying. Staying with the essentials and letting go of the non-essentials. Staying with the essentials and letting go of the non-essentials. Am I willing and able to step clear of the complications of the past? Am I willing and able to step clear of the complications of the past? Am I staying true to my aims, goals, and purpose? Am I staying true to my aims, goals, and purpose? Simplifying. And finally, energizing. That's the E, F-U-S-E, energizing. Living each day with enthusiasm, creativity, and vitality. Do I feel enthusiastic and ready to take dynamic action each day? Do I feel enthusiastic and ready to take dynamic action each day? Am I having fun and experiencing delight? Do I inspire others? Energizing. These are just some of the questions you can ask. So that's the Fuse program, the Conscious Confidence Fuse program. It's making conscious confidence a reality. Core values, positive attitude, they're the foundations. And then focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. So that's the Fuse course, making conscious confidence a reality. But is that the end? The next level is the expansion of conscious confidence. So making conscious confidence a reality, and the next level is the expansion of conscious confidence. So that's taking those six elements into a whole other arena. So we have core values, and that's being. Positive attitude is choosing. Focusing is giving. Uniting is embracing. Simplifying is staying with or remaining, and energizing is living. Being, choosing, giving, embracing, staying with, and living. This is the expansion of conscious confidence. Being, choosing, giving, embracing, staying with, and living. And remember, consciousness is limitless. You are a limitless, infinite conscious being. Consciousness is the most important topic in this day and age. That to which we give our attention determines our level of consciousness. Everyone has a natural desire to break out of these limits and be free. So powerful questions open us up, help with this expansion process. Remember, Tony Robbins said successful people ask better questions and as a result, they get better answers. And Indira Gandhi, she said the power to question, the power to question is the basis of all human progress. We're talking about the expansion of conscious confidence, the expansion of conscious confidence. So we're going to talk about being, choosing, giving, embracing, staying with, and living. So core values, this part, the first part of the foundation, we have core values and a positive attitude. The first part of that is being, core values being, because the core values, that to which is most importance, of highest importance to us, and we stick with that no matter what we're doing. We don't act if it's not in accordance with our values. We're just incapable of doing that if we are true to our core values, if we're clear on our core values, because they form the basis of who we are as a person in this world. Yes, we're limitless consciousness, but we show up as an individual form. We have a body, we have characteristics, we have a personality. So all those elements form who we are, and it's a wonderful tapestry of difference, because I'm different from the next person, to you who's listening or watching, to the producer who's helped put this show together. All these elements wear this wonderful tapestry of difference, and yet we can be completely united at the level of being true to our core values. And core values are the basis of our belief system, and belief is the driver of action. So what is it? What is your core value? What are your core values? Your 3 to 5 enduring core values. This forms the basis of being. Core values, being. For me, one of my core values is freedom. That's why I do what I do, to offer this timeless wisdom that I was taught from a young age, that's informed my whole life. Offering this to you in a way that doesn't require a lot of stress and struggle, offering it in a palatable and accessible way, so that you too can work with, learn, be uplifted, open yourself up to this timeless wisdom. And it brings freedom from these limits. And we all have desires, a desire to break free of limits and live limitlessly, because we are an infinite being. So it's natural to be limitless and free. And that's one of my core values, is freedom. One of my others is integrity. So core values is so important. Belief is the driver of action, and we need to be clear on our core values. The next is positive attitude, and that's choosing. So go back to my initial reality check at the beginning of this half of the show. Do we get up in the morning and then just proceed through the day, and the day is a series of reactions to what's happening on the outside? Or do we live from the inside out intentionally? And for that, we need a positive attitude. We need choosing, so that we choose, so that when we see something we don't like, we can choose to have a better reaction, a better response. So we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, we're going to dive into living beyond limits, from giving to living. Living beyond limits, from giving to living. And we're going to drill down a bit more into these 6 elements of being, choosing, giving, embracing, staying with, and living, and expanding conscious confidence so that we can live limitlessly. Nice words, but it is attainable and it is practical. So we'll be back after the break. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to this show, Damayanti, the show for your soul. Try and say that quickly in the morning, the show for your soul. And today we're talking about the expansion of conscious confidence, the expansion of conscious confidence, living beyond limits. And we're going to focus in on the 6 elements, the expansion of conscious confidence. So core values, positive attitude, focusing, uniting, simplifying, energizing, expanding those to being, choosing, giving, embracing, staying with, and living. Core values, being, positive attitude, choosing, focusing, giving, uniting, embracing, simplifying, staying with, and energizing, living. Being, choosing, giving, embracing, staying with, and living. So living beyond limits, from giving to living. And let's start with core values. This is being. So who am I? These are key questions. Who am I? Who am I? Am I my body? Am I my body? Am I my thoughts and feelings? I mean, think about it. You can actually observe your body. You can observe your body, your physical body. You can observe your thoughts and your feelings. And I was brought up and taught the principle that that which you can observe, you cannot actually be. That which you can observe, you cannot actually be. You can observe your body. You can observe your thoughts and your feelings. So am I my body? Am I my thoughts and feelings? Who is watching all of this? What expands my consciousness and what contracts it? What expands my consciousness and what contracts it? So this is all focusing around being, and it draws our attention and raises our awareness of consciousness, of our attention, where it's going. It's focused around wakefulness, being awake, staying out of a mental fog. It's often called waking sleep, which is this halfway house where we're awake enough not to walk into lampposts and trees when we're walking along the street and fall into every hole in the footpath or the sidewalk. But it's not actually fully awake and conscious, realizing who we are in truth. So it's talking about raising our wakefulness, consciousness, attention, wakefulness, mindfulness. That's a more popular term, mindfulness. Meditation, you know, that's a key element in terms of being. Spending a moment meditating each day, if possible, and connecting to the present moment so that we have the opportunity to be intentional rather than just live from one reaction to another, reacting from moment to moment to things that are coming at us. That we can be intentional, and it's based in stillness, being still, inwardly still, not pushed around by life's events, by sort of unsteady thoughts and feelings. So this connecting to the present moment is very important because it leads on to choosing, which is the next element, being then choosing. So choosing. Being in the present moment gives us this opportunity, gives us the space to actually make intentional choices. So we're talking about expanding conscious confidence, expanding our consciousness, excuse me, and choosing what influences my choices in life. What influences my choices in life? That's a really important question. What choices make my world bigger? What choices make my world bigger, more expansive, larger, greater? And what choices make my world smaller? That's not to get self-critical. That's just to have a good, honest reality check. Have a look. What choices make my world smaller? What do you want? Do you want to live in a limitless, wide, expansive, uplifting world? Or do you want to live in a small, contracted world, a tight world? With limits. So choosing, being in the present moment, because choice always involves, obviously, alternatives. Otherwise, choice wouldn't exist by definition. So choice always involves alternatives. But are we present enough to recognize those alternatives, or are we just habitually reacting and making habitual so-called choices? And do we always sort of think about, and in the present moment, we've got the space to actually think about choosing the higher, the best, the uplifting, the more expansive, that which promotes freedom, that which promotes happiness for yourself and others. If you're choosing that for yourself, you'll choose that for others as well. You'll want people to experience happiness and freedom when they're around you. You'll praise them rather than bring them down. Why bring them down? You want everyone to be free. You want them to experience what you're experiencing. And part of choosing is being in that present moment, and it creates the space for better choices rather than reactions. And there's an exercise you can practice. It's called Stop, Pause, Breathe, and Choose. This is from my book, actually, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit for Clarity to find clarity and success. Stop, pause, breathe, and choose. That means just stop what you're doing for a moment. Stop. Pause. Take a breath. Breathe. And now choose. In that moment of stopping and pausing and breathing, takes only a moment. It creates a space. You come into the present moment, maybe just for a moment, and then you can choose. Because we're talking about expanding our consciousness. So stop, pause, breathe, and choose. Choosing, so being and choosing. Then we move on to giving. Giving. This is coming from focusing, giving. Am I giving full attention? Is my attention easily swept away or even stolen? Good questions to ask. Have you thought about your attention's almost stolen away like a thief in the night, grabbing your attention and whipping it away? That's not to create a victim mentality, but it's a good question. Is my attention easily swept away, gone, or even stolen? Am I giving full attention? I was taught you listen with both ears, not one ear on something that's happening, on someone speaking, and another ear on your thoughts and feelings or some other idea or dream. You listen with both ears, full attention. Am I giving full attention? Do I realize that paying attention is important? Some people don't. But what we give our attention to is what we're giving our consciousness to. And that's what will grow and thrive. So we need to be conscious of what we're giving our attention to. So it's really important to come to this sort of reality check, the importance of giving full and undistracted attention. Now, there's times where we're musing and we're in that creative space, but even that is full attention. But it's attention that is free to move around, be creative. It's in that creative space. But then there's also focused attention, and that's the one that is the most challenged in this day and age, giving full and undistracted attention. And notice that we use the word giving attention, paying attention. That's why focusing is related to giving, because it's actually an act of giving and generosity. We literally give ourselves to something. We give away our attention and we give it freely and fully. So giving is an act of generosity. It's giving. It's paying attention. When we pay, we give money. So be careful what you're giving your life force, your attention, your consciousness to. That's why attention is so important, such a crucial topic. And practice simple tasks to strengthen your power of attention. And if our heart is open and the love is flowing naturally, our attention can flow fully and steadily to what we intend. That's giving. So let's move on, uniting, embracing. How can we embrace change, challenge, and difficulties? They happen. How can we embrace them? Am I connecting with that which unifies in this moment? Or am I holding on to judgment and criticism which divides? So this is about opening our heart and letting everything in. It's about gratitude and appreciation. It's about seeing the unifying factor in apparent differences. For example, apples and oranges are different, and yet the unifying factor is fruit. We can train our faculty of reason in situations and where there's division. We can train our attention to go for that which unites and bring people together. It's a very important ability, very important power. I did a whole show on this. You can go back and listen to that. Then simplifying, staying with. So staying with, we've had being, choosing, giving, staying with, remaining. Am I willing and able to step clear of the complications of the past? Am I staying true to my aims, goals, and purpose? Simplifying requires letting go of clutter and complication. Coming to the essence of something, the key principles, leaving out unnecessary details which can cloud the mind. And when the mind's clouded, that's when self-doubt creeps in and obscures things even further. So we need to keep things clear and simple and direct. And finally, living. Do I feel enthusiastic and ready to take dynamic action each day? Am I having fun and experiencing delight? And do I inspire others? This is living a full and engaged life in alignment with your purpose, your values, your soul path, saying yes to life and its opportunities. And the word enthusiasm, it's a Greek word, and it actually means enteos, and it means to be filled with the Spirit of God. That's what enthusiasm means, to be filled with the Spirit of God. So being, choosing, giving, embracing, staying with and living. This is the expansion of conscious confidence, because consciousness is limitless. You are a limitless, infinite conscious being. So that's it for today. The next show I'm going to be talking about patience. So be bold and fearless and keep asking better questions as you proceed on your soul path. The next show is on patience. So do yourself a favor, give yourself a gift and watch this show. True patience is active acceptance and achieving your dreams. So if you want to know more, go to my website, dhammayanti.store, and I've also got a new Facebook group, which is Find Your Purpose, Connection, Purpose and Vision. And there's a link to that in the show as well. So it's been great to have you along, and I'm going to finish with a little bit of Sanskrit, some beautiful, fine, uplifting sounds. It's the prayer for all. May all be happy. May all be free of disease. May all see what is auspicious. May no one suffer in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramaya, Sarve Bhadrarni Pashantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Thank you for spending time with me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Dhammayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store. See you next time.